And if somebody asks you, you know, about sundown to do some work, you know, and you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what, all I'm going to do today.
I've worked all I'm going to do today.
And if you're talking about an accident that would happen down the road or something, you might say by the the person was what by the time that before the doctor got there.
Dead.
You ever hear done dead there?
Done dead.
The victim was
only in a you know, old timey story book or something like that. I don't ever remember hearing anyone say that here.
Well, if you were talking about a situation that was a little dangerous, you'd say, well, in such a situation, he, what, to be careful.
He ought to be careful.
And if you're talking about a child that was, you know, a little bit short, you'd say, well, he isn't as tall as he.
He isn't tall as he ought to be, or.
And would you ever say anything else there?
Well, you might say he's not big as a minute, or something like that.
And if I dare you to go through the graveyard, you know, I might say, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you. What?
I'll dare you to. I bet you won't do it.
And
or won't take me up on it, or something like that.
And if a boy got a whipping, you know, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Or he might say, I bet he did something he had.
I bet he did something he had no business doing.
Or would you ever say something he
ought not to have done?
If we were talking about something, I said, will you do it? And it took something that you really didn't approve of, you say, well, no, I
wouldn't.
But if you were refusing just really strongly, I said, no, you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
still won't do it.
And when you get something done, you know, that you worked hard all day by yourself, and you and your friend are standing around helping, you know, and your friend's standing around but not helping you, and you've been working hard all by yourself, you might say, well, you
lazy thing.
And you might have
given me a hand.
And if I ask you if it would be possible for you to, you know, to work somewhere on Thursday, you'd say, well, if you weren't sure, you'd say, well, I might
be able to.
What about if last Thursday, you know, something happened, and I say, well, I wish you'd been there to help me. And you said, well, if I'd known anything about it?
Well, I would have if I'd known anything about it.
Or I might.
I might have if I'd known anything about it.
Tell me about the kind of birds you have around here. Do you have any kind that you can see in the dark?
Owls.
What kind of owls?
Hoot owls. I guess we have screech owls.
Do you have any birds that bore holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Have you ever heard them called peckerwoods?
Yes. But I never called them that.
Have you ever heard, do you ever use that word talking about people or anybody?
Peckerwood? Occasionally, not very often.
Who would a peckerwood be?
Dumb person. A block of wood.
Well, what's that little black and white animal, you know, that has a real powerful smell?
Skunk.
You ever hear it called anything else?
Polecat. But very rarely. That's not used much around here.